How do we learn? Why do we seek knowledge? Why do we have the capacity to store memories and then use those stored memories as a guide for future actions? What is unconscious bias? In this podcast, I talk about the boxes we create in our minds to give our experiences a sense of order and understanding. How we live affects so much of what we believe. What we see or hear dictates our opinions and worldviews. Yet surely these things can change over time. I talk about how a simple two-word phrase learned as children can subconsciously create prejudices in our young minds that last a lifetime if not checked. Imagine how many similar terms there are out there which we could reflect upon. Tune the mic, clocking out. Enjoy. Dung weche pek kod welo mabiro e tuanda mic. Dung parodit kod jok mawuoye tuanda mic. Seche tim sud buta wawinjie tuanda mic. Wala wachokre wabed piny biwawinje ero chako domomit ndi podcast makende. Simplistic messaging is actually social conditioning. When we read that, we get the sense that something extremely fatalistic is about to be revealed, at least from the perspective of the author or speaker. It usually follows that we believe conditioning of certain types are used to facilitate the unconscious brainwashing of entire communities. We automatically think about those areas of society, those that find themselves among us, to be preparing themselves for some kind of all-out attack. That within the communal halls, temples, classrooms and chat rooms, doctrines of mass hatred are pouring directly into the minds of the baying masses. If indeed that is what you think, then it's time for us to release the tension lever that keeps our muscles taut, our grimaces ever present, our angst high and our aggression on the starting line. Take a step back from this ritualistic anger and breathe. This episode is not to disarm you. It is not to disenfranchise you. It is not to reduce your right to defend yourself. At the same time, it is not here to attack, criticize, or demonize. When we learn, when we are taught, for the two are not the same, our minds begin to engage. We establish boxes or categories, though I will continue to refer to them as boxes. We define these boxes with terms and we automate certain states upon them. Some of the boxes are good, some not. Falling over and scratching the knees on concrete fits into the box marked pain, and normally that assumes a state of not so good. Another box would be called food, and as this is such a big box, we can fit lots of other kinds of boxes inside, like fish and chips, definitely in the good box, or chocolate. Also good. And then there's lentils. That goes into my not so good box, but only because it was forced on me when really all I wanted was a pizza. Pizza goes into the good box too. Then there are other boxes. People we meet and interact with. A good friend of mine, Bob, would go in the big box called people, and a slightly smaller box inside that titled friends, which automatically gets the good adjective. In another small box alongside would be teachers, and this would have two smaller boxes of its own, one good and one bad. Some teachers were great, Mr. Vincent Jones was amazing and an inspiration. Then there were a couple of my maths teachers who completely turned me off the subject. I also had a disastrous English teacher who thought taking the piss out of kids was his job and not actually teaching. This was a great lesson to me, as I know exactly what not to do. Joking with someone is not the same as finding ways to ridicule them. The process goes on and on and on. We can put any number of our education and life experiences in here: sport, sex, books, movies, TV, work, clothes, makeup, art, politics, technology, gaming, etc., etc., etc. We clarify all of these things with different shades of pleasure, affection, acceptance, dislike, and hate. It's not simply a level, it's a progressive shade. It's a dynamic value we apply the more information we get, or the more intimately we react with it. Rivalry is an interesting one, because it can engage us on so many levels. Rivalry can motivate us to do our best. This is why in derby games, it's not uncommon for the underdog to win. The rivalry inspires teams to greater and greater heights. Rivalry can also be hateful and spiteful and discouraging. It can lead to violence, prejudice, and pain. There are any number of in-between points, too, which may change. If Team Red suddenly acquires a great player that revolutionizes the way the team plays, the fans will look forward to the rivalry because hope has given them a chance. The opportunity to win, local bragging rights, or just to experience a collective victory for a change can be a powerful vehicle to change a fundamental value from bad to good. And all it took was a bit of hope. So experiences, expectations, relationships all govern the development of how we view what we see and what we hear. The life that goes on around us is constantly feeding us. From the moment we wake up, our minds are bombarded by sights and sounds and smells and feelings. Dreams perhaps influenced our waking state. The neighbors too loud, drilling in the background, cars honking, a child screaming, the train, a crash, a slip, a curse, 20 WhatsApp messages, a late email or two from the boss, no likes on Twitter, 10 messages from Instagram. We are subject to a world speeding up. News from around the globe, articles from journalists, opinions from politicians, adverts from companies, clips on YouTube, views on TikTok, arguments of X, influencers influencing. Which one do we think about? Which one do we take into our psychological embrace and say this is from a trusted source that I accept and believe? Which not? Which box does this person go into? Which box does that opinion get? Too many decisions. I can't take it anymore. My mind is going crazy. Please help. So, we outsource. We let other people, those we have already placed in the good box, to formulate the basis of our opinion on a given topic. The bigger the trust we have for that person, the more of our opinions we can outsource to them. Shit, this is fun. I don't have to worry about these things anymore because Miss Z has it covered. And what is great about Miss Z is that she has an entire concept. She doesn't only have an opinion on this one thing, she has a position that combines a lot of situations and creates a belief system that draws in a number of issues. Damn, I'm covered. I am so covered. And if Ms. Z doesn't cover all of the issues I need to have an opinion on, that's cool, because there is also Mr. B, Mrs. U, and Dr. G, and they have my back for all the major things I need to think about. I have decided not to introduce AI in this debate yet. That will come, of course, but one thing at a time. When we were young, certain boxes were created that had very hard walls. Impenetrable walls, in fact, without doorways or windows. These were presented as absolutes. These were indisputable realities. These were matter-of-fact style don't-mess-with-ever boxes. I'll give you one example. White knight. This covers both race and gender, so it's a big one. White is automatically good. Put it in that box. Knights were always men, so men were strong, virtuous, noble beings, and women needed to be saved. Put men in the good box, and while you are there, put them in the strong, physical, good at sport box, and put girls in the weak, need help, depend on guys boxes. White as a color of goodness also goes into the good box. White goes in the virtuous box too. White goes in the saving people box and the reliable box and the source of strength and power box and so on. I think you get the gist. So then, what is the opposite of good? It's probably bad. Could also be evil. And what is the opposite of white? Oh, well, that's black. So then my friend Bob is a black kid. But I like Bob. Now I'm confused. Bob also has a sister, Kay. She's definitely in the bad box because she's loud, a girl, and black. And she also ate the second helping of cake the last time I was at their place, and I wanted that. These conditions are further enhanced by terms black heart, black soul, blackguard, and black magic. Associations are created that dominate the mental landscape of boxes. White is light, black is dark, good and evil. White is lighter and is not a threat. From the darkness can come anything, the forces of the light against the forces of the dark. Ah, so I was right, you say now. I knew Zach was going to say something like this and turn the conversation against my language, my education, my country, my people. He's saying I was brainwashed and not these other guys coming over here and taking the jobs that I wasn't interested in anyway, but I could have done if my maths teacher hadn't been a horrible guy and turned me off the subject altogether. No. We have created these solid, unchanging boxes in our minds, but we cannot be expected as children to be able to establish lifelong principles that will guide us ceremoniously throughout our existence to a natural grave 100 years hence. We can't vote until we are either 16 or 18, yet we can formulate opinions at the age of 5 because we had a teacher who said this, an uncle who said that, or a parent who thought this. Our boxes are meant to change. They are meant to mold. The walls are supposed to be softer and lower and be exchanged. They are meant to mix with the boxes of other people in a multi-way respectful stream of sense and dignity and challenge. Reflection gives us the power to look back and consider. Tolerance gives us the strength to lower those walls on our own, to look out over the tops of those stair walls and let air in, allowing our boxes to breathe, is the way. All of our boxes are not wrong. All of our boxes are not unfair. Experience has taught us so much of what is in them. Yet they can only represent the lived experiences of one person or group. Other lived experiences can also be true. Even experiences that look at face value to be completely the opposite of our own can have significant commonalities if we just ventured out a little to find them. Another thing we will find within that sense of adventure and purpose is liberty. But that is another podcast completely.
Two and a mic.